This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You're listening to Honest Women.
Welcome, Honest Women listeners, to the second Hot Take Thursday, where Andrea and I answer a listener question that is related to the episode that we just released on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Except we're totally unedited and unfiltered. We may be right.
No.
We may not be right.
See, I mean, we may be right.
Well, right. I'm usually right. I mean,
and we think we're right. You might not want to do what we said.
You might not want to hear it, but no. We're not always right, but we certainly have an opinion, and here's where we're going to give it to you guys.
Mm-hmm. That sounded like vaguely sexual.
We're going to take Thursday.
Just got really different.
whoa, what just happened? Did I switch
a couple weeks ago? Totally. I'm pretty sure a couple weeks ago you mentioned something about motorboating at the end of our podcast. So this is just, we've just taken a whole turn.
We are totally rebranding and going the call me daddy route.
You know what it is? I think we're trying to make up for not being the search result when... Remember you were telling us how if you look up
hottest,
Honest Women Podcast on YouTube, yeah, it auto-corrects to Hottest Women, and it did not, it does not pull us up. And I'm fucking pissed about that. Right.
Well, I'm definitely not going to get pulled up with like this matronly like top that I have going on. Like I'm going to church. It feels very matronly today for my like Hot Take Thursday.
Heyo.
All right. So just a reminder, on Tuesday, we released an episode that was centered around what we call bids for connection. So when we reach out to our partners in a way to connect. Mm-hmm. The listener that we chose, their question, to be honest, there weren't a lot to choose from, guys. So please
It's just starting now. Wait, where should they submit them?
Well, they should go to our show notes. Mm-hmm. And they can email us at hello@honestwomenpodcast.com. And we also have a link to our new Facebook group.
Facebook group.
Unce.
Yeah, inside the Facebook group is probably the easiest place to submit.
I think that's the easiest.
Yeah, because you can kind of see what we're talking about and what we will be talking about. And there's just nothing better than answering your actual questions.
I love it.
Answer them.
It's so in par with my shirt today.
Oh, good.
Okay. So all right. Midwestern. But truly, guys, go to the Facebook group. If you don't have Facebook, however, go to the show notes and there is an email address that you can send that to. If you don't have email, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. So
that's, send us a carrier pigeon. That's fine.
They don't know where to send it.
Just into the ether. Say, go to the Hottest Women and they will find us. We do really well with pigeons. We don't do that well
really
with
YouTube. We're not giving y'all our address because then God knows it would show up. Okay, so here is this week's question. Dear Honest Women.
There you go.
I added it. I'm in a situation where my husband basically is dismissive or rejecting to me every time that I try to start a conversation with him or I try to come close to him. But then when he tries to come close to me, he gets really offended that I'm not as engaged with him. And I think this is super common, but maybe I'm wrong. I'm instantly getting my bids rejected or dismissed or just missed. But then my partner expects me to be responsive to him. What the heck am I supposed to do here?
Oh my gosh, you know what this reminds me of?
Oh, do tell.
It reminds me of the whole cell phone conversation where if you were on your cell phone while we were talking, I'd be like, ugh, I can't believe Jessica's on her cell phone, right? I would want your full attention.
Yes.
But I'd be like, I don't ever do that. And if you told me to get off my cell phone, I'd be like, rude, whatever. Like, there's just a blindness here. We expect better from other people than we're willing to give sometimes.
Ooh.
But to be fair, like, that does not work.
No, it doesn't. So are you essentially saying, here's what I'm hearing you say, is that maybe she is also doing that in which she is saying she hates that her husband does, like she's rejecting him just as much as he's rejecting her?
Well, I think it ends up that everyone ends up rejecting everyone, because that is kind of what she's saying, is that I feel like I make all these bids for connection. And my husband, you know, maybe I say like, hey, how was your day? And he's like, fine, dude.
But like I'm trying to connect with you here.
Right, right. And, you know, after that happening, it feels like all the time, the next time he's like, so what do you want to do this weekend? You're like, I don't know, nothing. Right? Don't you think it ends up becoming reciprocal?
Yeah. And you know what? I also think that a lot of times we have to be direct, and we can sit here for 8 hours and debate and argue about why we shouldn't have to do that. And it, like, is that really the hill we want to die on? Rather than saying, I'm trying to connect with you here. I really want to know how your day was, and I am trying to connect with you.
Right.
Being very explicit. And that's what I wonder. Is she being explicit with those? Again, if there's fear of rejection, I can understand it. You do it with something that's a little bit safer. But I don't think that people often know we're trying to connect with them.
No, and I don't think we often know that we're even trying to connect with other people.
Fair.
The benefit of that conversation on Tuesday around bids for connection is that's a term that you can now apply to these everyday nothing burger moments and have more understanding and meaning around. And so if you realize that every time I say to my husband, like, oh my God, look at that squirrel outside, that I'm actually making a bid for connection, I'm better able to advocate for myself and say outside of that moment, like, hey, I learned about this concept on this kick-ass podcast called Honest Women about bids for connection, which is all these little tiny moments that feel like just like the prattle of the day that are actually moments where we're trying to connect. And I notice when I try to connect with you, sometimes I feel like you're kind of missing it. But also when you try to connect with me, then I'm feeling bitter Betty about it and I'm having trouble responding in a better way. So like maybe this is something we could work on.
Yes, I love that. Also, just sometimes you just have to suck it up. I'm sorry, all of us, right? Like whoever's listening, whether it is a woman or a male or whatever. Sometimes just suck it up, right? Like I think I said on the podcast on Tuesday that I'm realizing that the sharing of like these silly little videos was something my husband was doing to connect. Last night, I kid you not, he's like, oh my God, I saw this video and I've been dying to show you all day. And oh my gosh, okay. Right? I watched the video. It was so fucking stupid. It wasn't funny, but like usual. Now, before the Bits for Connection episode, I would have literally been offended. Why would you think that's funny? Why would you even disrupt me? And I just laughed and I was like, oh my God, that's so silly. I really don't think it was funny. But like, oh, that's so silly. And then actually, then he laughed and then I kind of laughed at his laughing and kind of found it a little adorable that he found so much humor in this moment.
Yes.
And that is a moment I have blocked a lot up until, well, I decided to do an episode on Bits of Connection.
Right. Before. So when you said suck it up, I wanted to be like, I protest. But I'm actually hearing you say is it has to start with you.
Yeah.
So like what this listener, I just first I want to empathize with like when I feel rejected, which as a more pursuing partner, if we use EFT language, and honestly, as women, everything we read about Biz for Connection says we make so many more. Think about how high touch we are with our words, our, you know, with girlfriends that are together. They talk a thousand million words, right? So we just make a lot of these bids. And I think that we then expect a lot too, and we can easily feel rejected. And I'm not saying that that's not real. You know, your partner does owe it to you to be responsive to those bids. However, you are unlikely to get a better response from them unless you respond to them and their bids in a more open way. That's what I think you were saying was it starts with you, not don't try to change this and not this isn't a problem. It is a problem. Actually, it causes a lot of distance in the relationship, but you got to start by accepting their bids too, you know?
And sometimes it means being the bigger person or being the first to extend that olive branch. Mm-hmm. I see couples all the time dig their heels in. Well, I shouldn't have to. Well, I shouldn't have to. And that's where I'm like, oh my gosh, just stop. Mm-hmm. The amount of time and effort it is taking just to let instead just leaning in and being the first person to lean in to see what that creates.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think a good reframe around this would be, the idea right now is he expects me to pay attention to him. This is his need. He wants me to meet. Mm-hmm. But if you can reframe it as a bid for connection, yes. You can say he actually wants to connect with me. That's what he's trying to do right now. It does make it a little bit less my needs versus your needs. And I think if you're more open and receptive and try to be responsive to those bids, right, you lead the way, then when you feel a little bit more connected, that's the moment to say, you know, I noticed that it feels so good when you bring something up with me and I respond and we're just like having this nice moment. And I think there's a lot of times where I do that and I don't think you always notice. And it feels kind of bad, and I really want to feel like this more of the time, right?
Yes, exactly. And I think it is shifting it, and be careful of the story that you tell yourself, that narrative in your head, right? Of he always rejects me, or he doesn't care. Be careful of those, because they're not always accurate, and they can actually lead to us rejecting their bids for connection as well.
Yeah. One more very last thought is there a practical problem here, right? So I know, for example, when I pull into the garage at the end of my workday, a lot of times one or two of my children will come running out into the garage. Mm-hmm. I come in, I'm just trying to walk in the door, set my shit down. They're everywhere. Mom, like, talk about bids for connection. Kids are so good at it. They never care how many times you reject them. They just double down, right? So they want my attention right away. And it's a terrible time. Like, I need to shift a little bit. So are your bids getting rejected more like in those transition moments of the day? Are your bids being rejected when, you know, I notice both my husband and I get super annoyed with each other. Like, if I'm sitting and working and he comes up to talk to me, I'm like, oh, I'm working, you know? But similarly, like, if he's sitting and scrolling YouTube or he's working or whatever, his attention is elsewhere, if you want to connect in that moment, you might need to walk over, put your hand on his shoulder, break that trance, you know, and actually try to connect at that moment. So it could be some real practical strategies.
Yes, timing. Timing is everything, folks. It really is. All right. Have anything else?
That's it.
All right.
I'm done.
Well, that is a wrap. We will see you next week.
That's it for today's Honest Conversation. But don't be sad. Didn't you hear? We'll be here for you, speaking some truth and feeling some feels every Tuesday and Thursday. So make sure to follow the show so you don't miss a thing. If you love what you heard here today, we would love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a review. It helps new listeners to find the show. We truly believe that these conversations are best when they're carried out into your real life. So share this episode with a friend and check out the show notes for more ways to connect with us outside of the show. Until next time, thank you for listening to Honest Women.